Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. And it's a football Friday on the show. But the Dolphins have a bye this week, so it's a relaxing football Friday. You've got the Canes with a nooner tomorrow. I will say, if you remember, the last time they had a nooner, they lost at SMU. So I don't know if time has anything to do with anything. I'm just telling you, last time they had a nooner, they lost. Heat have an NBA Cup game tonight. That's Matas Buzelis and Josh Giddey and Vucci Main up against the Miami Heat. I don't think your microphone's connected, Crowder.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Good start.
You can't get into the habit of just checking the drop down to see if it's connected or not?
I usually do.
I'm going to say that you don't.
Well, luckily he's not, I guess, Crowder, you're not in Vegas because, Hawk, I don't know if you're aware, but Wi-Fi doesn't work in Vegas.
I heard that.
I am in Vegas.
Oh.
And that's why it's sketchy right now.
Oh, okay.
I heard that your computer doesn't work in Vegas. Mm-hmm. That's what someone told me after Tuesday's show.
Mm-hmm. You're breaking up right now. I'm telling you, man, this Vegas Wi-Fi is garbage.
Which I will tell you, it's possible because I told my wife years ago that our marriage does not work in Vegas. Like, there's certain places where the marriage just is not legal and valid, and Vegas is one of those places.
The connection is spotty.
Yeah, the connection is connection. There's a bunch of dropouts in Vegas. I had a fun day this week. Wednesday, you know I love Epcot Center, and so we made our yearly sojourn over to Epcot Center. I enjoy it there very much. Lori and I have always been big fans of walking around Epcot Center and enjoying the foods and the what do they have there? They've got the foods and the drinks,
mm-hmm. the attractions.
So we like listen. So and again, I'll tell you all about my my getaway. But I am more firm in my opinion than ever that Epcot Center is an absolute joke. That it, we lasted 45 minutes there. And it even had signs, Lori, because it was, it's Food and Wine Festival. And so I said to Lori, I go, well, where, I guess at night, kind of like Mickey's Enchanted Christmas or something, they shut the park down and then you can re-enter later that evening with the Enchanted Christmas tickets. Or Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. They shut the park down at whatever, and then you come in and it becomes Halloween Horror Nights. So we're walking around Epcot Center. And when I say walking around, we didn't get past Canada, which I think is the first thing. She goes, this is wine and
wait,
food.
Wait. She went to Canada first?
Yeah.
Hawk, yeah. You start left. Not right. You start with Mexico first.
The whole thing is stupid.
Well, yeah, because you started with the worst country
so
first.
So listen, so we're walking, and she's like, no, this is wine and food. And I go, well, what is it? And she goes, you see these little kiosks in front of the country? I don't know if you've ever been there, Crowder, because people rave about this Epcot Center wine and food for years. So we go to, we walk past a country. Crowder, my right hand to God, there is a kiosk, like a tent, like a radio station tent, like Tyler set up a tent, and it says, I don't know, Bavarian pretzel, like we're in front of Germany, Bavarian pretzel, $8, German wine, $8. So I go, well, what do you mean this is the wine and food festival? So they just set up an extra spot to buy food?
Under a tent?
Yeah. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I think that's it. And they had a couple of high tops out. And I go, this is what people have been raving about for however many years. Like, I couldn't believe it. But that, am I right? That's Wine and Food Festival?
Well, no. But you're framing it in a negative, a pejorative.
Right.
Like, this is culinary excellence at its absolute finest.
But it wasn't. So we went to France, and I don't know, is France next to Canada?
It's closer to Canada than Mexico is.
Right. So we went to France, and we got a chocolate croissant. The same thing that I always talk about Epcot Center happened. We're looking for a table. Now we're at some standing area, somewhat my right hand to God. Someone is being wheeled off on a stretcher because they've passed out from all the fun. I was praying that it was me next. I'm like, hey, paramedics, if you can just hang around for a second, because I'm about to punch myself in the face so many times. And the reason we ended up at Epcot Center is we had free ticket. We had a free park hopper to Disney that was in my account for 10 years now. Disney used to give media people 2 free tickets a year. These tickets were from 2016. And so because we were in Central Florida, my cousin moved up to the Villages. We went over to Disney for a day. And Lori and I were just like, we'll walk around. And I said, you pick any park. She picked Animal Kingdom. The dumbest park. I can't stand, but I go, okay.
That's a great park.
Yeah, I mean, just awful. So I go, okay, fine. We walk around that dumb park, and then we leave, and it's once you've paid for parking, you can park anywhere. So I go, well, let's go to another park. Where do you want to go? She goes, Epcot. I go, okay, well, let's do every crappy park. We went to Epcot. But I'm not kidding you. We lasted 45 minutes there. But this wine and food, so we get a chocolate croissant.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you it had one M&M's worth of chocolate in there,
mm-hmm.
I'm being generous.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a quiche. The quiche and the croissant at the little patisserie that we go to in Boca is so much better that I felt sick to my stomach that I had fallen victim to this ridiculous park. And so we left there after like 45. I couldn't believe that was the Wine and Food Festival. And we left there, and then we went to Magic Kingdom, and we did a lap. There was, she's like, you want to do that? This was a free ticket, and I was staying in Orlando on Bonvoy points. Like, I wasn't going to spend a dime that I didn't have to. So she's like, you want to buy the park? What's the front of the line ticket, you know?
Express pass?
Yeah, express pass or something.
They don't have express pass.
They have something. Lightning lane.
They have the magic wand.
Lightning
now.
Lane. Nah, they have lightning lane. So it was like $22. I go, no, I'm not buying anything. So then we get to like, she's like, you want to go on, it's a small world? You know, it's a 20-minute wait. I go, nah, not really. I've done that. So we walked the park, and then they were getting ready for the parade. I'm like, you about ready to get out of here? So here's my, I don't want to waste too much time because we have so many guests today. But here, this is my honest to God take. The best park at Disney World is Disney Springs, the shopping area. It's very nice. There's a lot of nice restaurants. We had a nice sushi dinner at Morimoto, which is very upscale sushi restaurant.
We've been to, Scooshy. Oh, wow.
Well, at Epcot Center, they have Scooshy. At Morimoto, they have sushi. It's just, I don't get the, I mean, we had fun on Soarin'. That was fun. And we had fun. We did the little safari thing at Animal Kingdom, whatever. That was fine. This Epcot Center is an absolute abomination.
That's a ridiculous,
an absolute abomination. I stand by what I've said for years, which is, you could do the same thing on University Drive in Davie.
Nope.
You can be, you know, exposed to all the different countries' culinary treats on University Drive in Davie, and you don't have to walk 1,000 miles on a sidewalk. So, it's the end of my
book. You're cultured, Hawk. Solana, little Kindle boy. That's amazing to him.
Well, I get it. Like, if you're from Dubuque, Iowa, and you haven't left the country, and you get to Epcot Center, and you walk around, and you're amazed because, Oh, here's Canada. You know, and I'm like, I'm walking in, and I'm like, I don't know. I've been to Canada. This doesn't really remind me of Canada, and I don't know what's happening here. Let's walk over to France, and this doesn't really remind me of France, and the food is terrible, and the French accents are terrible. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get the Epcot Center love.
Well, yeah, because you did everything incorrectly.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And then you're upset about it. I mean, it's like going to a basketball game expecting there to be football and saying, well, this sucks. I just don't understand. First of all, you go to Epcot, Hawk. You start at Mexico. Everybody starts at Mexico.
But why? It's going to be the same thing that I saw in France and Canada, which is food that is nothing like what you would get at a restaurant in your local hometown that, you know, kind of focuses on that region's food.
Incorrect. You have to get drunk at Epcot. And if you're not having drinks around the world at Epcot, then you're not going to enjoy it because it's 1 billion degrees, there's 1 million people, and you're overpaying for this experience. Everybody knows that going in, which is why the alcohol puts you in a better mood. And if you can't latch on to that idea, then don't go to the park. I mean, that's as simple as it is.
So you're saying the park is so terrible, you have to get drunk to enjoy it?
Yes. And I've maintained that the entire time.
Well, all right.
And by the way, the Food and Wine Festival is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I looked at those tents and I said, wow, this is amazing. This reminds me of, what's that sporting goods store? The Giants? on like Griffin Road. What's that? I said, this reminds me of Bass Pro Outlets. Look at all the tents they've erected.
But I don't understand. Like, they're extra kiosks set up around the park so you could try different foods.
A pretzel.
Yeah. Well, there was a pretzel.
And a taco?
But there was probably a beef stroganoff.
There was a beef stroganoff.
Uh-huh. And there was probably a poutine.
And the day I order beef stroganoff out of a tent is the day that you have to put a bullet in my head.
There was probably a raviolo stand as well once you got near Italy.
The day I'm hunched over a garbage can in 100-degree weather eating beef stroganoff out of a paper container.
Put you out of your misery.
Is the day you must put me out of my misery.
So, Lana, you're not very convincing.
Anyway,
I need to overpay to get in.
Yeah,
to pay for overpaid drinks, to eat underappreciated food that's not good, and overpay for that. So just waste all my money to not have a good time.
Well, yeah, but that's what a theme park is.
Anyway, thank you, Disney, for the tickets.
I mean, I unless you have kids who are there and they love Mickey and they love Minnie. Or unless, you know, you're one of our fellow coworkers going on a Disney cruise, like, that's what you're going to experience.
All right, let's get headlines and stuff. We can talk about it later. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Sylvie from ESPN Chicago, Waddle and Sylvie Show, he's going to join us. Heat and Bulls tonight. Lee Sterling going to give us winners for the Canes, Gators, Noles, and FIU games tomorrow. Actually, FSU plays tonight. And Don Bailey Jr. will join us. Headlines quickly brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Josh Allen yesterday looked average against the Houston Texans, who all of a sudden have the best defense in the NFL. Texans beat the Bills on Thursday Night Football. The list of quarterbacks Josh Allen has lost to this year.
Bills are questionable, huh?
Michael Penix, the neck Mills, I forgot, Davis Mills, and Tua Tagovailoa are the list of quarterbacks he's lost to. He's beaten Lamar and Patrick Mahomes.
New England is far and away the best team in the AFC East. It's the craziest thing to say, but they are.
Yeah. Did they lose their other team? Are they bad or other teams just good? The Houston Texans defense is historic pace right now. 16 points a game, yards per game goes back like 14 years or something crazy. Their defense can play ball.
I'm a believer in them after watching them last night. They and that's, again, with Davis Mills. Like, I'm a believer in them.
Yeah.
You'll stick your neck out for them?
The AFC South? AFC South is garbage.
Yeah.
They can beat the Colts.
They could.
You'll stick your neck out for him.
We got the joke the first time.
I wasn't all sure right. if you heard it.
I laughed at you. I gave you the I gave you the acknowledgement.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure.
You want to try it again?
Yeah, you stuck your neck out for him. Bills and Chiefs. We thought we're going to run away with this conference again, and all of a sudden the Colts are in a position to put the Chiefs further out of the playoff picture.
I'll tell you what.
Sunday.
The entire AFC is the Dolphins for the taking.
Well. Hawk.
Here he goes.
It could happen. They're in the hunt.
Are not only in the hunt, but they're only a couple games back of Buffalo.
I'm just saying.
Just throwing it out there.
Just saying.
The Dolphins have scored 1 point against the Texans, and I don't know how they do it.
Rouge. Learned that in Canada, Epcot Center.
The Miami Heat, they play a cup game tonight. This is a must-win game for the Heat for cup purposes.
All right.
8 p.m. in Chicago, United Center. No Wiggins, no Nico Jovic, no Tyler Hero. They did not travel due to injury. 8 p.m. tip-off. We begin our pregame show at 6:45. The Heat also play Sunday, 1 p.m. in Philly.
Okay.
Anybody get their 8-piece nuggets from Chick-fil-A today after 30 saves from Bobby last night?
I did not.
Nope.
No.
They have a new promotion.
I'm in
now.
Vegas.
Yeah. Probably won't work there.
Went to a French breakfast. I had a crab and endive salad.
For breakfast?
Yeah, yeah. It was on a breakfast menu.
Huh. That doesn't feel breakfasty to me.
A quiche and a short rib something.
For breakfast? Short rib something for breakfast?
It was a potato waffle with short ribs on top, an egg on top of that, and gravy.
Huh. Classy.
You just don't know how to order in French, clearly. So this happened to my dad in Paris.
You got to stop moving that microphone all the time. I don't know why you have this habit of rattling that microphone. I'm going to break you of the habit.
Was I touching it?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, you always touch it.
I'm a little handsy.
I know. Just let the microphone be.
Luckily, it's just with microphones.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lie.
My dad did this in Paris where he tried to flex the French he learned as a kid. He ordered a plate of fromage, thinking it'd be an assortment of cheeses, and they just brought him a bowl of cottage cheese.
That's my kind of breakfast. I like that.
Panthers beat the Devils 1-0 yesterday. Again, Bobrovsky was phenomenal. The Panthers, though, keep getting injured, man. Evan Rodriguez yesterday got banged up.
Yeah.
One goal only yesterday in the first period.
All right.
The Hurricanes are going to play Virginia Tech tomorrow at noon. By the way, Panthers have a Stanley Cup final rematch tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Hurricanes play Virginia Tech tomorrow at noon. Game will be on 104.3 WQAM.
Okay.
And Inter-Miami plays a must-win Sunday, 5 p.m. at FC Cincinnati. Playoff footy.
Cincinnati makes me think of Skyline Chili, our hotel. We stayed at a Residence Inn in Orlando, and right across the street was a Skyline Chili.
Mm-hmm.
I did not didn't wander over.
Yeah. Oh, they gave you hell yesterday, Hawk, about that.
Yeah.
What's that?
I ripped you about that yesterday because I've gone to Skyline Chili 3 times. All because you, every time I'm near Skyline Chili, put me in that position.
I know. In fairness, I was looking for the Cincinnati exhibit at Epcot. I was going to do it the real way. I didn't want just the standalone. I wanted the whole city experience.
Huh. Oh, it's not by Mexico, Hawk. You got to go to Mexico first.
All right. Anything else? I won't have enough time with Sylvie.
Your weather is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. It happens to be a gorgeous afternoon in sunny South Florida.
It truly is. All right. Mark Silverman is going to join us in the next segment. One half of Waddle and Sylvie from ESPN Chicago. If I could get Crowder's attention at some point, I would tell him that he's got to do a commercial here, but I see that he's just looking down, reading the racing program or something. So
I was looking for the commercial read.
Oh, did you find it in your photos album?
I did, and I'm in my photos album, so I don't know why you give me a hard time about this.
There you go. Mark Silverman. Sylvie joins us in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is a football Friday. Well, we'll talk a little basketball, too, since the Dolphins are on a bye week. And before we talk football or basketball, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Mark Silverman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Sylvie is one half of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago. And we've got a Bulls Heat matchup in Chi-Town tonight. You will hear the game here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Sylvie's Bears also are having a winning season. Whether you're a buyer or not is another story. Because I don't really know if I believe in them. But we always enjoy catching up with Sylvie on the show. He's going to be enjoying Thanksgiving week next week here in lovely South Florida, which is exciting. All right, thanks for making time for us, Sylvie. Appreciate it, by the way.
Haven't the Dolphins been on bye all year?
Well, I was going to ask you. I see what you're saying there. So we have the Heat tonight, and we've got the Dolphins. And for sports fans not in South Florida, you're a huge sports fan, but obviously you're Chicago-based. I'm guessing the Dolphins have been a fairly big story this season because Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat and the GM's fired midseason, and they have suffered some embarrassing losses. And with the Heat, they've had this fun start to the season, but I don't know if they're very remarkable. We've had discussions here about the Heat kind of being unremarkable. So do you know anything about the Heat, or is the story outside of South Florida regarding South Florida really Dolphins-based and their foibles this season?
Yes, yes. More Dolphins-based. Don't know much about the Heat these days with my guy Jimmy gone. And like, it seems like maybe you guys have what we had, you know, we were sucking so long in Chicago that, with your Dolphins, they're playing like the Bears, and the Heat just being an unremarkable team reminds me of the Bulls just truly being stuck in the middle.
I think Crowder's having a connectivity problem. He's in. Oh. He's doing the show from Vegas. Yeah.
Y'all hear me? Yeah, I went out.
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Okay. Thought you were ducking me again, Crowder. What's up?
No. Sylvie, but to that point where do y'all feel like y'all figured it out with the Bears? We're getting a young quarterback and the up-and-coming Ben Johnson? Because we seem like we need to go that route, but we don't seem like we're going to go that route. McDaniel's about to be around, and we're going to keep Tua. Would you advise us now that y'all are leading the NFC North with the new coach and quarterback that we should rehaul because we're in kind of the situation that y'all were in years ago or hell last year?
Yeah, exactly. Like when Hawk said that, like he doesn't believe or may not believe in the Bears. I think the biggest question that we bring up is like, believe in what? We don't believe, or at least most sane Bears fans, we don't believe that the Bears are a Super Bowl contender. I still don't believe that they'll end up winning the division. I do believe that they have a good shot to make the postseason, and I do believe that they've got a stronger future set up now because of their coach, Ben Johnson, who has been exactly what we've needed for years and years and years and years. We've never had a coach like this. And Caleb is coming through. Like, when you dig deep into the tape, he's still not at where Jaden was last year. He's still not playing like Drake May is playing this year. But he's been slow and steady. And I really think that Caleb will eventually arrive and be at least a really, really good quarterback.
And when you look at it through Dolphins fandom, if you had any, do you think they're making a mistake with Mike McDaniel still as the head coach? And do you think Tua can ever be something special?
I think McDaniel is, and this is, look, I always say on my show, I hate people who are out of town stupid. So, like, you guys may, like, have some expert on and he may break down the Dolphins, but is not nearly as an expert as you guys are because you guys are closer to some of their fans. So, like, I hate to say this is the way it is, but this is what I believe in Mike McDaniel from being out of town stupid 30,000 feet above. I always loved Mike McDaniel. When I was at the Combine, because the Bears have sucked, we've gone to the Combine the last couple of years because they're always drafting in the top 10. And when I saw him at the Marriott in Indy, I was starstruck, and I wanted to get a picture with him, a selfie, because I just thought he was so unique, and he's been winning, and he had a good offense. And I think when you talk like him and you act like him, when you're winning, you're perceived as this really cool, eccentric guy. And when you're losing, that same bite and those same press conference come across like he's kind of a doofus. So I don't know what he is. I can't tell you what he is, but that's sort of how he sounds now that he's not winning and doesn't seem like he's got a really good control of things. By the way, Champ Kelly used to be here, and he's a really, really good guy, and I know he's been looking for an opportunity for a long, long time.
You talk about the out-of-town stupid where we see the good games out of Caleb, but we also see, you know, the bad stuff. But I'm not watching Bears games, to your point. I'm not watching every snap.
Right.
Is his ceiling a lot higher than Tua's? Because I'm starting to question that Tua already hit his ceiling.
I hope so. Because, like, yeah, I don't think Tua's reached the ceiling that we all thought, like, the tank for Tua stuff was going to produce. I always, like, you know what I hate, Crowder? I hate, speaking of stupid, I hate that the NFL plays this game where they're not smart enough to do nuanced contracts for the next guy who's up as a free agent. So, like, Tua's got to make 50-some million. And then the next guy's got to make this much because all the other guys make it. Jordan Love, I thought, was another good example. Like, if I was a Packer fan, and thank God I'm not, even though they win much more than we do, like, they gave him that contract just because. And I think in baseball and in basketball and some of these other sports, maybe not so much basketball because there's a max, I think there's, like, different tiers. And I don't believe that Tua ever should have been paid the way he was paid. But getting to your Caleb point, I was at the game last week against Minnesota. And I think if you look at the box score, and Caleb threw, I want to say he was under 60%. His completion percentage is not good this year. But if you watch it on a play-by-play basis and look at the All-22 and look at the tape, he played a really smart game when he was blitzed at like a 70% clip against Brian Flores, who you guys know very well down there. So I think when you really dig deep into the Caleb Williams development, he's much improved in a lot of different areas that some of the box scores don't show, but he has improved in a lot of the other metrics as well that you can see and are obvious.
Sylvie, I hate myself for asking this, but is Caleb Williams, has he catapulted himself to become the face of Chicago sports currently? Because I'm thinking like Connor Bedard, Kobe White,
no,
Vooch, your boy Vooch.
For me, it's Roma Dunze. And Matas Buzelis.
But maybe it's Angel Reese in your eye. Like, I don't know. Like, what direction do we go here? Is it Caleb Williams?
You're a fan of the me bounds, huh, with Angel?
We won some money there, Sylvie. We won some money there.
You know it. You know it. I absolutely do. I think if Caleb, first of all, he already probably is the face. I think there are faces, and I think we finally are getting here in Chicago. Like I said, I've lived here my whole life. I know Hawk grew up here. When we were growing up at the same time in the 70s, and Mark, you were in Highland Park, like, we had some really, really bad teams. Really, really bad teams. The teams that Chicago's had in the last 5 to 6 years all the way around eclipsed it. It was so bad. Rebuilding after rebuilding in every program we've had. So now emerging from that, you have Caleb Williams. You mentioned Matas. I think Matas is another guy. Bedard's finally playing up to the hype and looking like a generational talent. And PCA, I think, is another guy from the Cubs standpoint, who's this electric guy who dipped off at the end, but really is star potential, and the fans gravitate towards him. But if Caleb ever becomes the true superstar in that quarterback top five list, he's going to be the biggest Chicago sports figure here next to Michael Jordan. We've never had the quarterback, Crowder. We've just never had it. And I think everyone is ready to jump aboard if he truly becomes a star, which he's not there yet.
All right, let me ask about tonight's game, because it is Heat and Bulls tonight. I've been fascinated with this Bulls team all season. I love Boozy and Vucci Main. Josh Giddey is unbelievable. I mean, this team has – I'm really fascinated with them because I've been watching every broadcast, and Stacey King is my absolute hero. I don't know how everyone in Chicago feels about him, but I think Stacey King, you know, aside from Eric Reed and John Crotty here in Miami – I think Stacey King and Wayne Randazzo have it going on Bulls broadcast. But the Bulls have anything? You know, the Heat and the Bulls are pretty similar record-wise. I think the Heat may have one more victory, or the Bulls may have one more victory. Do you think the Bulls can make that jump into the upper echelon of the East this season? And do you think the Heat can?
I almost wanted to laugh at the, like, I just don't believe that the Bulls are a top team or close to the top team. I think they're maybe better than they've been in the last couple of years because of those young guys you mentioned with Giddey and Modest. We'll see with Kobe. Kobe's a really interesting case, guys. Kobe's a free agent coming up. And, like, do you pay him close to max money or $40 million a year because he's up, like we were talking about with quarterbacks? Like, is he that big of a star or that good of a player? I still feel like they've got nice players, or maybe very good players. They still don't have a star. I don't believe they're a 50-win team. I believe they'll be in that 7, 8, 9, 10 thing that we're always in and facing each other in the play-in. And like, truly, I don't know about the Heat yet. I'll get a good look at them here. But the thing that we always think about the Heat here is, and I think we over-glorify them because of who you guys have around, because of Spo, because of, I still think highly of Riley. I know he's taken more criticism recently. I think there, you guys tell me. But, like, I just have always thought that if there's a team that's going to get, like, that Heat culture more out of the roster, it's always the Miami Heat.
And what about this Matas Buzelis? Because Hawk has people thinking he's the next Magic Johnson down here in South Florida.
He
so
is.
This dude's crazy.
He is.
He's very young. I think he just turned 21. So, you know, he's one of these kids who didn't go to college. He was never interested in school. He was a part of that G League team that was called the Ignite, that were basically a bunch of guys who didn't want to go to college so they could get paid. But now that's changed everything with NIL. So he spent his first year in like that G League as a professional player, but wasn't drafted yet. And then after that year of Ignite, the Bulls took him, and he fell a little bit. But he's a kid who could put the ball on the floor. He can create his own shot, something that the Bulls have not had. He's super athletic. He's a great dunker. Still, Crowder, very, very raw. But something to be hopeful about here, because the Bulls have just not had guys who have a high ceiling in recent memory, since really Jimmy.
Sylvie, have you turned the corner at all on your boy Vucci Main? Because last time you were on with us, you couldn't wait to get rid of Vucevic, and he hit a big three the other day,
a
game winner.
Season.
He's having a really
good season.
And you guys can't trade him anyway, so you might as well embrace him. Sylvie?
Why do you think we can't trade him?
that contract, you know? I mean, he's too good, Sylvie. You want to keep him around. He's a bargain at this point with the numbers he's putting up.
Yeah, maybe. And, like, what I always drove me nuts about the trade with Orlando, the Bulls gave up two lottery picks and Wendell Carter for Vooch. And that's just, he wasn't worth that. He didn't make a difference. And in comparison, I don't know how well you guys know Lauri Markkanen, But I think Lowry's averaging like 30 points a game right now. And they had Lauri Markkanen on the roster. And if you compare the numbers, Lauri Markkanen's probably had a better career, or certainly he's younger and a higher upside than Vooch has had in the last 5 years. And the Bulls still haven't gotten a pick for Lauri Markkanen. They traded him. It's a lottery-protected first-round pick that dissolves into a second-round pick from Portland. So they gave up two first-round picks, lottery picks, and a player for Vooch, and they've got nothing for Markkanen. So that's what I rage against. And yeah, and sometimes, like I admit, I could be a meatball. I rage sometimes against Vooch, but it's misplaced anger.
Two giant winning shots. I mean, both threes, right,
yep.
From Vooch this
both.
Season.
It sounds hawk, like Sylvie saying, we'll see you in the playing tournament again, second week of April.
And it all starts tonight. Mark Silverman, Waddle and Sylvie in Chicago. Sorry, go ahead, Sylvie.
You're not kicking me off yet, are you? I keep texting Hawk about restaurants because I'm staying in Aventura. And I hear that sometimes you do staycations over there. I need a restaurant, so text me or give a shout-out right now. I need restaurants. We're going to be down there for a week, and I've never stayed in Aventura.
Well, at the Bourbon Steak is inside the Turnberry. Turnberry,
that's
whatever,
where we
back
are.
There by the water park. That's they have delicious food back there. We stay at that hotel, and right downstairs is a restaurant. It's off the chain.
That's where we're at. Yeah, we're there.
So that one right downstairs with all the wood crap everywhere. Yeah, you can go in there. It's not just the look of it. They know what they're doing.
Can I drop your name?
You might. I might have dined and dashed once or twice, though.
I figured for sure.
You might get a higher bill than what it was.
And then you can always take my suggestion as well. There's that Panera right over by the mall. Very good food. Delicious bread bowl. All right. We'll see you, Sylvie. We love talking to you, man.
See you, guys. All right. Great talking to you guys, as always.
Mark Silverman from ESPN Chicago. You got Heat and Bulls tonight on this very radio station.
A bigger fan with your boy than Chicago Heat. I mean, Chicago Bulls fans are.
Well, who on Bouzelis?
Yes.
Well, admittedly, I don't watch him on the night in, night out basis. This season, I have been, but like, I don't feel the way even about Vooch that he does because I kind of passively watch the Bulls. This is the first season that I'm really paying attention to them, and if this is the first season you pay attention to Vooch, you're like, wow,
right?
That guy is unbelievable. Yeah. And also Lauri Markkanen, I don't know if you're watching him this season, but he's having an MVP season.
He's been a stud.
That guy's ridiculous.
Bouzelis is a young athletic dude who's trying to figure out how to play basketball. That's what I got from Silver.
That's not what he said. You are completely misconstruing what he said. I think you're forgetting he was in the dunk contest last year. Everyone's invited. I'm betting Boozy overs tonight.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.